Victor Sean 4, Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, Vasquez, V as in Victor, A-S-Q-U-E-Z. July 4, 76. We're going to address as a letter to Dr. Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, Kim, K-I-M, 629-8145. Dear Dr. King, I was able to see in person Mrs. Vasquez. A few days ago, she couldn't come in person. The complaint was for generalized edema, orthopnea, and increased abdominal girth. Today comes accompanied with her daughter. She says to be careful with the salt and fluid. However, edema has spread from the feet all the way to the lower abdomen. She has increased dyspnea and orthopnea. Denies cough and sputum production. She also very fatigued, tired. Denies purulent material hemoptysis. Denies chest pain palpitation syncope. She complains of severe esophageal reflux with regurgitation at least twice a week despite elevating bed around 60 degrees to the point that makes it lose voice and feeling like choking. Other review system right now is negative. On medications, I want to highlight the Coric, Hydralazine, Norvasc, Lisinopril. She does take Prilosec and Carafate. Today, blood pressure, 150 over 90 by nurse, weight 246. There is JBD, few rals on basis, no pleural effusion, no pericardial wrap, obesity of the abdomen. I'm not impressed about ascites. Edema is indicated above, alert orientation 3, non-focal. Next paragraph, the chemistry is done yesterday. Creatinine at 1.98, which is minor increase of baseline. If this is a steady state, GFR will be 31 in stage 3B. A low sodium, a normal potassium acid base, a normal calcium, albumin low at 3.3, known to have nephrotic syndrome from diabetic nephropathy, a normal B12 folic acid, very low ferritin 16 with a saturation 20%. She's supposed to do occult blood in the stools. Anemia 9.1 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Phosphorus not elevated at 4.4. Absolute reticulocyte at 90,000. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. 3 to 4. Next number, previously documented nephrotic syndrome. At that time, serology was negative for hepatitis B, C, HIV, serology for membranous nephropathy, also negative antinuclear antibodies, and normal complements. We did not do a renal biopsy. This is likely diabetic nephropathy. Next number, generalized edema, to some extent body size, renal failure, diet, nephrotic syndrome. She does have a history of inferior vena cava filter with instant placement of another inferior vena cava filter extending into the bilateral iliac veins, which likely is contributing to that factor. We are going to decrease the Norvasc to 5 milligrams and add Demadex 20 milligrams. She's going to keep track of weights, shortness of breath, and blood pressure. Next number, iron deficiency anemia, documented ulcerative esophagitis on a prior EGD a few months ago. Unfortunately, testing was not completed. No biopsies were done as patient developed hypoxemia during procedure. She mentioned prior colonoscopy in the past being negative. Next number, severe esophageal reflux, symptomatic, probably GI bleeding, with ulcerative esophagitis, already on Prilosec, although dose could be increased, already on Carafate, with significant regurgitation to the point of causing probably aspiration with compromise of voice and stridor. This needs to be followed closely. Next number, history of asthma on inhalers. All issues discussed with the patient and doctor. We'll assess response. We will arrange for intravenous iron. End of dictation.